Hi, I'm Andrew Halliday, coach. In this episode, episode 16, creating a deep surface, bring forth your truer self and brush aside everything surface deep, I'll walk you through the steps of how to find your true self within, and also to push aside everything distracting you from being your deepest, truest self. You'll find this episode extremely rewarding. The step-by-step process that I take you through will uncover who you are under everything that's distracting you and getting you in your way. When you finally get in touch with your truest, deepest self, it will be extremely rewarding with not just the relationship with yourself, but the relationship with everyone else, everyone you touch, everyone who comes in your presence. You'll really enjoy this episode. But first, when you come to me for coaching or health, career, professional, sport, relationship areas, there's one thing you'll notice. Whilst these all seem different, there are some common themes in them all. When listening and talking to me, you'll find an easy way you can establish clear goals. An area often overlooked and easily the source of impediments to success is having clear goals. Knowing the best way forward is as easy as developing a strategy with me that's what you want. Let's face it. Most of us can hear a favorite teacher, mentor, or coach helping us now in our lives, just like it was when we were younger. If you feel it's time to achieve that goal and know the best time to get started is now, then just investigate how this coach can help you get there. Click the link in the bio for your discovery call. I don't take on everyone I speak to, but maybe you could be the one. When I started to think about recording this podcast episode, I was trying to work out exactly how to badge a deep surface. Most of the time, you would hear someone talk about surface deep issues, things that whilst they're important at that moment, they don't really address what is really important to someone's life, what they are, who they are, and what they need to become. Creating a deep surface is something that maybe a lot of people never get to experience. And for that reason, I felt very passionate about recording this episode. What is your deepest self? Where do you find it? How do you get in touch with it? There may be some elements of your deepest self that you are aware of or experience from time to time in brief moments in time throughout your life, but it may not be present more than you'd like. And it's different for everyone. What I would say that your deepest self is changes and morphs as life progresses. Every breath, experience, moment in time changes you, who you are, and therefore those particular changes change who you are. We're all changing based on our observations, similar to an observer who changes the outcome in something, as an example, like the double slit experiment. But let's just appreciate that everyone has a form of their deepest self. This is the part of you that is the truest you, and it's at your core. And for some, they're living their deepest self all the time, and others are only permitting themselves to be their truest self at their core under very, very strict and limited circumstances around specific people at specific times and are very guarded about being who they truly are. And that's okay if that's what you want. But if there is something holding you back being yourself, then aren't you just a little bit curious as to maybe why that is or what you can do about it? So without imposing a strict description on what exactly the truest and deepest self is, I can certainly share with you some of my thoughts about what I consider a state of mind, body, and being that comes to mind when I consider this particular topic. When you bring your deepest self to the surface, so uncover who you are at the deepest level, your thoughts, feelings, and actions all seem to align. That is one thing that does happen. Life feels effortless, that you go about your days, weeks, and years almost feeling like you're floating on air. You feel free to express yourself and experience a sense of self-assuredness, not because you think you're always right and have the right answers and don't make mistakes, but instead you're happy to move through the world with this curiosity that avails you a freedom to be right, and also to, when you're wrong, you're open to that lesson and the opportunity to learn the fact that something just was presented to you that you learnt from, and you're grateful for that as well. As you move about the world with this new freedom to learn at every moment, everything you see, everything you touch, smell, and hear is experienced from a new lens. When you are your deeper self and your truer self, life is forever rich. And I'm not talking about financially just rich. I'm just talking about everything you see, touch, and feel brings you joy. Being truly in the now would be one way of thinking of it. But things appear brighter, smells are sweeter, touch is more sensational, and you enjoy life for no apparent reason. And when you bring your true self to the surface, this is what I expect you'd experience from life in more and more ways in every passing day. Now, without actually clearly defining what it is, I just walked you through what I feel is an adequate description of what you would be sensing if your truer self was, or your deeper self, was what you and how you were moving about the world and about time and space. And that's possibly what you would experience. Now, when you think about that, this description sounds a little bit far-fetched, right? It may be reserved in your mind for someone who has meditated on a tree for several decades. Is it possible to experience what I've just described for you or for other people that you know? You can't just go from being a surface deep person, hedonistic, and bring your deepest and truest self to the surface. Can you? Just like that? Surely there has to be some type of ongoing process that you need to undertake, weeks and months, maybe some deliberate focus or attention or practice, some constant failures to attain this level of mastery that I've just described. Surely that needs to happen. And what about the many who are just not like that? Surely there are those who are destined to walk the planet with a dark cloud shadowing every attempt to step into the light. What about them? Even if it is just for a second, is it possible for someone's deeper self to come forth?
Well,
I'd say yes, even if it is just for a second. And if you could do something for 1 second, maybe you could do it for 2 seconds. And maybe it could be ongoing if you put the effort in. However, sometimes it does feel like a big effort. So yes, everyone does have a unique set of challenges. So I'm not suggesting that we all commence our journey to bring our deeper self to the surface at the same start line. No, I'm not saying that. I'm fully aware that life for some people is not equal and it is not fair. And inequality does exist on multiple planes over many borders. This is not a statement about being happy with your lot in life. This is not about anything else except for I'm inferring that your deeper self is present at every given moment. That it has never been not present. Whether the situation is exceptional or dire, what I'm sharing with you is that you can choose how to show up no matter what the situation is. And it's easy just to say it does require some attention and some focus to create that state of mind, body, and being so your deeper self is present. And if you want your truest self to show up, regardless of the environment, regardless of your history, regardless of the potential of an uncertain future, what I'm going to share with you will definitely be of interest, will definitely be life-changing, and definitely will be an easier entry and way of bringing your truest, deeper self to the surface. And that's why I'm excited to share this with you. So let's just imagine the following are true. That number one, your truest, deepest self exists in some form and currently is nowhere in sight, nowhere that you know exists, and is certainly not showing up in your life, at least at the level that you want it to show up. Also, too, you would like to bring your truest, deeper self at the core to the surface, but you don't know how to do that. You're also able to follow instructions. So as I give you some instructions, you just follow them. You're able to relax. You're able to find a space where you can at least sit down and focus. Sometimes close your eyes if need be. Definitely use your imagination, and everyone's got an imagination. And also to tap into some of your personal experiences so this becomes personalized just for you. Now, if you've answered yes to all of the above, then I can definitely show you using these steps how to bring your deeper self to the surface. So what I'll do is I'll go through each of these steps that bring your true deeper self to the surface. And then in the steps, we'll also brush aside, right? So there's lots of impediments. So I'll brush aside anything at the surface deep that prevents you from being yourself. And then once I've run through all the steps and just given an explanation, because it's great to have an explanation, then I'll run through the entire process without an explanation so you can sit there and have a real-time experience of bringing your truest, deeper self to the surface from end to end. And this is where all the gold lies. So listening to my explanation of each of the different steps consciously is not how you get to your truest, deeper self. There'll be insights, even as you're listening to this podcast, because you're focused on discovering where it is, how to get it, how to push things out of the way in order for you to maintain and integrate that into yourself in your day-to-day living from now on, there'll be insights into wanting that, to bringing you and your personal self at your core to the surface. But conscious thought is not what gives you the ability to remain in autopilot. This is what you want. You want to automatically go about the days and weeks and months as your truest self. That's how you want to get about the world. So you don't want to have to consciously think about it. You don't consciously think about brushing your teeth. You don't consciously think about driving your car. You don't consciously think about eating food. You don't consciously think about talking. There are a lot of unconscious processes that you do without any assistance whatsoever. And this is what you will get by doing this process end to end and living the process rather than consciously thinking about it. So that's what I'll do. I will walk you through the steps first. And then once I've walked you through the steps and explained each of the steps, then we'll go end to end with the whole process. And that's where you'll feel the transformation. This whole process would be closest and most similar to meditation, dreaming, perhaps a little bit of hypnosis. Whether you've had experiences with any of this at all, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that you understand that when your mind wanders and imagines thoughts, images, takes memories, you remember different events, this is extremely similar to that style of mind and body and being experience. So you don't need to have any prior experience to be able to walk through each of these steps. Secondly, when you actually do the process end to end, it's really important that you are not driving a car or operating any machinery, that when you experience this, it will be similar to the moment before you wake up in the morning, where you're aware of your surroundings, that you're hyper relaxed, very relaxed, but super focused, you're calm. And it's very similar to the moments just before you fall asleep. So it's not when you put your head down on the pillow, it's when your mind's slowly wandering off into a gentle sleep. Now, even if you have problems sleeping, that people do eventually fall asleep. So it's the seconds before you fall asleep, it's the seconds as you become aware of your surroundings and when you're waking up. It is very similar. I find it very similar to when I drive and one moment I'm in my driveway, the next moment I'm somewhere else and I don't know how I got there. So it's very similar to that experience as well. It's similar to, like I said before, daydreaming. I remember being at school, looking out the window and just daydreaming, and there's a whole classroom around you and you're not even listening to what's happening, but you know it's present, but your mind's off somewhere. So any of those styles of experiences, that's exactly what you'll get from this process. So that's why it's really important that you're not driving, that you are sitting somewhere potentially with your eyes open or your eyes closed so you can get the most out of the full experience. And I guarantee you, you will love the results from this. So the first step that I'm going to take you through is designed to create focused attention. So the first part is focused attention. So you'll be very focused. You'll be able to have the wherewithal about everything around you, but also too, your attention can focus laser-like on one particular part of what you are thinking, feeling, experiencing. So that's an important component of it. this is coupled with a deep, deep, deep relaxation. So in this state of mind, body, and your being, you're completely relaxed, whilst at the same time, your natural survival instincts will kick in. If there's anything that is dangerous, you'll be able to immediately focus in on that and get yourself out of danger, no matter what it is. So just be aware that you'll have all those natural abilities available to you at the same time. Focused attention, deep relaxation, and naturally be able to save yourself from any harm if it does arise. So that way you'll be, those hypervigilant components will be online, which is interestingly that you'll be completely relaxed at the same time, which is, it sounds counterintuitive, but that's exactly what happens. So the first couple of steps are to get you into that state. So that way you can get the most out of this. So the step one makes use of your memories to access a mind-body state that helps you focus, get really focused and relaxed. So it goes something like this. And as you're listening to my words, you may be slipping to a focused and relaxed state anyway. That's what naturally happens when you listen to podcasts or when you're watching a movie. You'll get into the moment and you'll slip in and out of realizing that you are sitting in a chair. So the step one is remember a time when you were at ease with yourself. It could have been, as I said before, when you woke up this morning, just before your eyes opened and you knew what was around you. It could have been when you stopped at the end of the day yesterday and you timed out of all of your tasks and your task list. Or it could have been last time you took a breath and watched a sunset, and that moment felt like it lasted forever. Just give yourself a moment right now and step into that moment like you are there now. See what you saw, feel what you felt, hear what you heard. Okay, so that's step one. And you notice even in that short period of time, which is only a few seconds, maybe a minute, your mind went to those destinations, to those thoughts, and it created a body experience. So the mind and the body are working in conjunction to take you in and out of what you're presently experiencing, the seat around you, the sounds of everything around. And you notice how you can have those focused attentions in those areas, but at the same time, go deep into yourself. And even though that was a very, very short time capsule for you, you experienced that just then. All right, so that's the first step, which I'll take you through end to end later. Secondly, step two helps you take a little bit of time to intensify the relaxation and focus that you just sensed momentarily just then. And it goes something like this. So remember that time when you were at ease with yourself, just like you did a moment ago. In that moment, notice where in yourself you feel most at ease. Take your full attention to that part of you. It could be the rise and fall of your chest. It could be the relaxation in your mouth. It could be the relaxation in your head. It doesn't really matter where it is, but just bathe in that relaxation or where you're most ease, and notice the intensity of the feeling emanating from that place. Notice how that feeling can take a life of its own on right now. Okay, so that was step two. So what you did is you directed the focus and attention to where you felt most ease, and then on top of that, you just intensified the feeling. So you intensified how at ease you felt, wherever that was, However that felt, you just intensify the feeling. Step three is similar to intensifying the state of relaxation and focus, but it seems to tap into a bit more of your imagination. We all have an imagination. We can imagine things that aren't real, good or bad, but we can imagine things that aren't happening, right? You may have a friend or relation that catastrophizes things, or a friend or relation that makes good of something that is quite mundane. It doesn't really matter. So, but when you focus, when you're focused and relaxed, your mind can quickly create any suggestion out of nothing. Any suggestion you give your mind, it can create, which is a pretty special ability. But when you're relaxed, it happens automatically. So when you use your mind to your advantage, you can rapidly and effectively move towards your goal without any limitation, which is amazing. So step three goes something like this. So go back and notice the intensity of that feeling from that place and notice how it's taking a life of its own on. Take that feeling and give it a form. As you're relaxed and focused, your mind can do anything. Everything is possible. As you take that feeling and give it a form, imagine what it looks like. Notice its shape or its being. Notice something else about it. And whatever you think, whatever you see and feel about it, whatever you hear with it is correct. Everything's correct. Everything you hear around you, everything you sense, add that into it as well. Is it big or is it small? Notice as you watch it, notice how that feeling inside you changes as it's taking shape, as it's creating its form. What's happened? Just lean into that a little bit more and enjoy what's happening. Okay, so that's step three. So now your feeling is taking shape and it's creating a form. All right, step four is introduce the concept that you need to make a change to yourself. So in this relaxed and focused state, changes occur easily. So even with this short introduction and explanation, you're dropping in and out of this deep state of relaxation and focus, and you're creating things and moments as it happens. So that's why it's important to be relaxed and focused first. This step is also where you specifically brush aside anything surface deep. Okay, so this is important because you may find that the feeling you can sense will begin to change in this step as well. You'll help it progressively change as it commences, and as this feeling is changing, you are transforming into your deepest self. And you'll understand what I mean in a moment. So this is what you need to then jump into now, right? Focus and relax. So you have a form that's emerging with this part of your feeling at ease. You're feeling at ease. And as you notice the feeling change and morph into some form, you can start to make adjustments just the way you need to make adjustments. This is your mind doing what it does naturally. In order for you and your truest and deepest self to rise to the surface and hold its space, it sometimes needs a bit of help. In this completely relaxed and focused state of mind and body, you can literally do and achieve anything. Notice how you quickly know intuitively exactly what you need to add to this form, exactly what you need to remove, and exactly what you need to change to give it space. As you change, remove, and add, notice how it fills more of the space, and notice how the feeling grows, its form is changing, and you feel the effect of it. Notice how this form is your truest, deepest self. As you give it more space, notice how it is filling the space. Spend some time now and facilitate the additions, the changes, the things you need to remove to allow it to grow into what you need it to grow into. So this is step four, right? It's quite an important step, because the step four allows you to bolt on what it needs to bolt on. But now we're going to give it a bit more space to grow and develop. This is step five, to grow and develop and mature, and add any other resources that you need. You may be thinking that change at this rapid pace is not possible. And I agree with some of that, that when you're in your analytical, like I mentioned at the start, conscious state of mind, it's hard to make changes permanent. It's hard to conceptualize anything that you need to do. But your mind, with the help of being conscious, will mark sometimes important information and experiences that you have, but particularly it marks it as being important in this relaxed state, in this relaxed and focused state. It labels these changes as being a top priority, something that will, when you're conscious again from being in this unconscious state and relaxed state, your mind will consciously remember unconsciously that you will apply these lessons that are learned and automatically do them in your conscious state. You'll be amazed with how effective this is. This step also changes your current self and creates a new self that is integrated with your deeper self. So this is how this step goes. Now that you have given your truest self what it needs, notice the changes that you've made to its form. Notice how it's developed on its own and has now got its own sense of self. Watch it like you watch a child grow. Watch it get about its own life with its curiosity. Watch it make its own decisions. Watch it how rapidly it changes and contributes to your very own being as it holds its own space inside you. Notice how not only does it survive no matter what situations are occurring, but it is thriving, from going from strength to strength. This part of you is expanding and moving rapidly into every part of your being, taking its place where it always was and it always belonged and it always was meant to be. Your deeper self is integrating in a way that you never thought was possible. It is integrating into your past. It is integrating into your present. And it is integrating into your infinite future, making you whole, making you complete, making you calm, making you confident. A feeling you have never ever felt before, and a feeling that you've been in pursuit of since the very beginning of time, but a feeling nonetheless that you're familiar with, strangely enough. A feeling that has come back to you like a long lost relative, like a part of you that's been missing and has been found. So step five, as you can see, is extremely powerful, because most people try to make changes consciously, but this is an integrative change that incidentally is not a change, it's a reintroduction of what always existed. Step six focuses on brushing aside any potential impediments that are surface deep and that have been responsible for preventing your deeper self from coming to the surface. There's also a significant protective role that surface deep state of mind and body have been providing for your deeper self. And it's important to carefully negotiate this particular state of self that that needed modifying. The steps also ensures that those adjustments that are made and said impediments are removed. I think it's also important to acknowledge that a lot of the surface deep actions that a person might have been taking for a long time were done so as a protective feature to protect their deeper self from getting hurt or wounded or harmed. So there's also to an acknowledgement that some of the actions or behaviors that are taken are done so to look after the deeper self or who you are at your core, so it's not harmed. So there's elements of that as well. So this is how it sounds. As you bathe in that new, this new but oddly familiar feeling, you notice that you remember a time when this was normal. That this feeling was the original, truest you. That in fact, at some stage along the way, one or several experiences caused you a part of you to bury your true self. Somehow a part of you wanted to protect this most precious, innocent, full of love side of you. As you step back from those experiences and those memories, let them wash away. All that is left is freshness and the clean, deeper self with the lessons that you are whole, knowledgeable, have prevailed, and are stronger. You also notice that the part of you that has been trusted sworn protector of your deepest self has accepted you have grown and developed into an independent, strong, fully matured, and totally capable being that no longer requires protection, but instead requires a trusted advisor for the days, months, and years ahead. At this moment, thank the protector for its service and watch as it takes its place exactly where your truest, deepest self needs it. Okay. So once again, a very powerful step. And as you'll find when you are in your deep, relaxed state, that you will get exactly what you need out of that. Step 7 aims to integrate the learning and the future and future-proofing of your truest, deeper self as it rises to the surface and stays on the surface. So that deep part of you on the surface. In your relaxed and focused state, your mind can easily imagine the lifetime of learning, integration of your deepest self into your current and future life has a similar ease with the sense of and a sense of permanency. This is probably my favorite step in the whole process, because when you live through this step, you'll notice a full body and mind and being change. So you'll really enjoy it. Like specifically, you know, some people think, oh, I wish I could maintain this. So this is not about wishing you can maintain something or having to try something for 50 days before you can do it permanently. This is about a full integration of and recognizing your deeper self is all the way through you, and this is who you truly are. So it goes something like this. As you return your attention to your truest, deepest self, notice how your integration throughout every living cell, atom, subatomic particle in you and around you is now complete. You are whole and integrated. As you look into your past, you see your history has changed to include stories of your deepest self being present and guiding you through life. As you view the future, you see a similar fulfilling life, a life filled with meaning, passion, fun, joy, curiosity, and love. Take your time now so you allow your truest self to permeate into your past and all throughout your future and your present being. So normally what happens is with this stage, give you a bit more time for that to permeate. Sometimes it'll be immediate. Sometimes it's a little bit longer. It just depends. Everyone's different. having worked with a lot of people, some people immediately integrate and some people take a little bit longer. It's hard to tell, but when you go at your own pace with this, it will happen at the right pace, but it will happen. So step 8 is about stepping back from this immersive and deep relaxed state. In other words, sort of coming out of it. Whilst life would be amazing to remain in this state, I mean, it is truly amazing. It's just not practical. And at the conclusion of this step, you'll experience what you'll describe as normal waking conscious state. So it goes something like this, and I'll sort of rush through this because it's not super, super important, but it is important that you come back to normal waking state. As you come back to this present moment, notice the energy that is in you can surround you without even needing to say it. You know exactly what you are. You are full and complete embodiment of everything you ever imagined you would be, have been, and will be. That you are everything, complete, and a vision of love. Enjoy this feeling for as long as you want. It's your rebirth gift from you to you. When you have finished enjoying and feeling this for as long as you want, take your time to come out of your focused and relaxed state of mind. Come out of this state of mind and notice how you are the embodiment of your deepest self. Take your truest self and move about the world in joy. Okay, so end to end, that's the explanation and the interrupted version of the whole process. And in a moment, I'll take you through end to end. Without the explanation, so you can actually go and deep dive into the whole process and then do it from start to finish without any of those interruptions. So that'll be next. That concludes this episode 16 creating a deep surface, bringing forth your true self and brushing aside everything surface deep. If you think some friends or family would benefit from this episode, just send them the link. It's the best way to do it and they'll love you for it. If you're enjoying the podcast, leave a review, share with a friend, work colleague or family member. Also, let me know if you've got any questions about this episode. I'd love to connect with you. Or if you've got any other questions or there's something that you're interested to know about that may help you get more out of your life, you can find my details for coaching with Andrew Halliday in the bio. And as always, hopefully you get more out of life. Looking forward to the next podcast with you. I'm Andrew Halliday, coach. Enjoy.